Good morning, afternoon, and evening, Supercoach Leaders. Welcome back to another Supercoach Leads podcast, proudly sponsored by the Patreons at patreon.com/SC Elites and our mates over at Elites Breaks. Hit them up on Facebook and Instagram. My name's Corey. As always, alongside me is the Bounce Express.
Choo-choo! Choo-choo, Corey. Maybe I got to do it in this time. Oh, mate.
How are you?
Corey. Fucked.
Yeah, big couple of days.
Dead. I mean, if you're sitting there thinking these cunts are going to Supercoach this week, they might be dreaming. This is probably the point in the year in which we switch from Supercoach chat just to general how's life chat going.
Oh, there's a lot of general how's life going this weekend, that's for sure.
But I'll tell you what, Corey, just prior to talking about all that shit, where can the listeners find us on social media, mate?
Find us on Twitter and Patreon at SC Elites. Find us on Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, and TikTok at Supercoach Elites, or on Instagram as well. Oh, Bouncy boy. Mate, we should take hiatuses like that a little bit more often. We both went absolutely nuts this week.
Yeah. I mean, I scored well. 23.50, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
Not to say that, you know, some of the moves I make might have been a bit questionable, as I possibly did last year in Gather Round 2. But they paid off.
And I had a 23.58, so only just nipped you.
oh, fuck, sorry, bro.
No, you're right, but went up.
I've got a bag of dicks down my throat at the moment.
Lots of dicks. Went up 20,000 spots, so 23,000 spots again, so I sit at 20,000th overall now. This is an up and down yo-yo for me.
I'll tell you what, mate, it's a good thing you don't play for overall sitting at 20,000. But, no. I mean, this is how easy overall. This is the first year I've ever played for it, and I'm sitting at 6,100.
So I had 13 out of 15 league wins, but 12 of them were cashies. So I won 11 out of 12 cashies. One cashie, some guy beat me by about 5 points.
Yeah, you'd be filthy with
and
that.
And it was Tom Brown v. Jack Steele coming at the last day, and I had a little bit of a head start.
Jesus.
But
stiff.
How's it feel settling back into home life? Good.
It's probably the only time I've rolled out of bed was to go buy some syrups down at the Coles, and you know, you've tugged to my hand, and you know, Bombs get up. I'm like, man, I'm not sure I'm going to be up in time just to do this. We've done the whole ring around, sticking to work. There's just no way I'm functioning for the next week. I'm pretty sure this may even be COVID. I mean, it might be a mixture between COVID and just a retaliation to what just happened.
Just going absolutely bananas.
You can't sit there going early 30s, going Wednesday to Monday or Sunday, whatever it was.
No, it was Wednesday to Monday.
Just, it's not built like
well,
that
you went
anymore.
On Monday morning, obviously, for reasons that you had to, and the rest of us flew home Monday night and just kept kicking on at Crown and whatever their casino is called.
Yeah, Sky City, mate. You only fucking went there 6 nights of the week.
Yes. Not too bad. Shout out to the old wool shed again.
Oh, that joint, Corey. Actually, I've got a bone to pick, actually.
Yep.
I'll tell you now, if you're here for Supercoach, just skip forward fucking 5-10 minutes because we got a few issues here. Have you ever met a state that is just willing to fight like these fuckheads? I mean, they are fucking feral.
It's dead set. They have issues. Like, it bad is, anger management issues.
It is disgusting, that joint.
I reckon combined over the weekend, there's about 20 people laid out.
That's no joke.
Yeah.
You're walking from after the game just to their main street, and it's a 10-15 minute walk, right? Because they've only got one fucking strip of pubs and clubs and all that sort of shit. And you walk down there, and you're stepping over corpses laid out. I guess that's not an exaggeration.
Shit all over state.
You've got fucking people walking around literally just like staring you eyeball to eyeball. Like they randomly come up to you, just stare you in the eyes, just waiting for you to make a move, that way they can fucking smack you.
Yeah, it was half the time they didn't even wait. They just walked through you.
They honestly, they are. Look, I'm the biggest fan of Gather Round. The festival feel, I mean, the supporters you're sitting amongst, you get the same kind of heads every day as well if you've booked all the same kind of passes. It's you don't go to the footy down here in Melbourne and get the feel you get when you're up there in Gather Round, that's for sure. But I'll tell you what, that they need to sort out that fucking nightlife after the games if they want this thing to actually be successful. Because you can't have cunts just getting jacked every fucking 10 seconds.
Legitimately. And like groups of those fucking Adelaideans just looking for it.
We've had people, and we were a big group of people.
Mm.
10 of us, right? Going out, and then there's been incidents where there's been, say, like 3 blokes in a club target one of our own. One of our own goes to the toilet, and these 3 blokes just rip off their shirts and try and go fucking jack this gun in the toilet. I mean, this is all true.
There's nowhere to lie on any of this.
They are the most aggressive, fucked up. So, I mean, if you know when people say Adelaide, you know, oh, fucking Australia's a lucky country. I'll tell you what, they haven't visited fucking Adelaide.
There's a reason it takes so long to get there from everywhere.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, couple of early shout-outs. I'm going to run with these early. Redbacks, I think his name was Jacob. We met him at the footy the other night.
Is that the guy I met at the footy?
Yeah.
How good's that guy?
You ever met anyone more starstruck in your life?
God, as he should be, mate. As he should be.
Couple of photos.
He was really nice fella. Do you want an Bonce, let's get a selfie? Oh, no worries. Of course we'll get a selfie of the people, mate.
Lots of selfies. Hot Shame.
Oh, gee, you talk about a cunt that was off his head. He was off his head, but in the other direction. He was he came across as a little bit too flamboyant, and I know he's gonna blame his fucking 2 senior executives that were with him there, Corey, but oh, fuck. Maybe it was a good thing we didn't meet him on the first year because he might have just tried to make a pass this year, I reckon. Good. No, he was a ripper. It was great to meet them too, that's for sure.
Yeah, finally meeting Hot Shame. And you went here for this one, but I met Big Fudgy out. He was a very, very, very good man. Had a good chat. And a massive shout-out. Now, he did not want a shout-out, this guy. Not a part of the Patreon, but Dave from Adelaide.
Dave from Adelaide.
He was a fucking ripping bloke. He'll know exactly who he is. He bailed me up at some fucking basement at, I don't know, God knows what hour of the morning, and just come and just gave me a big fucking, one of those big high five hug things, and he just said, thank you for everything you do, mate.
You know what? It's people like that. We sit here, right? And like, this has no influence on our life to some degree, does it? Like, you know, we jump on, we have a look at Supercoach anyway. We love the game. And we come on here, speak shit for 45 minutes, say a couple words, and then we don't realise it from the other end, right? That there's people out there that fucking hang on for this. Like, it's just part of their week where then they tune in, they listen, they fucking love it. So, like, I think it just hit us maybe a little bit. Then on the other end, fuck, some actually comes out there, they love the potty.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, the good people. There's a lot of good people out. And there are a lot of good people in this Patreon. And we went away with a lot of good people as well. Some questionable people too, but we went away with a lot of good people.
Yeah.
And it was a fun time away. Look, most of the stories, they can't be shared on here.
No, well, they can't. Yeah. I'll tell you what can be shared there, Corey. I mean, if you want to get away and you want to have a break, Corey, just have a Kit Kat. Have a kitty cat, Corey.
Mm.
You want to get away and have a kitty cat? You know what I want?
Is that the
one? Oh, we met Fonchetta.
Yeah, we did meet Fonchetta, yeah.
You can see the photo on the Patreon, the big egg-headed, fat, balding cunt. You can see him in the Patreon there, Corey. He's fucking got his mugshot out there. We're just yelling out across the fucking, what is it, Finn McCool's down in Norwood there.
Very
down there.
Good pub.
So I'll tell you now, if there's people out in Adelaide, right, the Norwood games, we don't even need to tell you we'll be there because we'll be down at Finn McCool's. We've been there 2 years in a row, so we'll probably be there next year. And we're just shouting out across the pub, Oi, Brad! Oi, Brad! That's Fonchetta's name, Brad! And this cunt turns around every time. We're like, fuck, I think it actually is Fonchetta. And the great man Pergo went and got a photo with him. Mm-hmm. And now he's my current profile picture. So if you want to know what Fonchetta looks like, have a look at my profile picture on Patreon.
Thank you to the couple of wineries that hosted us down at the Barossa as well.
Yeah, no, they were really glad to see us, those
Yeah,
guns, weren't they?
that was a big day.
Yeah, this one tastes like fucking raspberry cordial.
We got on TV.
Now, that is true. I'll tell you now, the amount of people, the Discord was blowing up, wasn't it? The Patreon was
Yeah.
blowing up. And it's just,
Exit screaming
it
on.
was going banana. So thanks to those that made us aware of it fucking straight away. But you can probably see about eight of us here in the front row. Is Corey trying to fucking lick Pete's ear for some reason? And I was banging on the fence, and it sounds like BT had a few words to say about me. And Pergo and Stein and Super Deer were all there.
Getting right on
It was
stuck
good.
into it.
It was, and I nearly got kicked out of that game.
You did. For pretending to run onto the field because you were enticing the crowd.
Yeah, apparently I got some serious influence over the whole crowd down there in Adelaide.
Absolute carnage.
Anyway, it was a good fucking time, but we're here for a super great. And I'm sure just as the weeks go on, there'll just be so many stories. But just a big shout out to Andy Nguyen as
Yeah.
well, Corey.
You got his
He
handle.
was as our he was our bus boy. Not our what do you call him? No, bus boy's a waiter, isn't it?
Yeah. He's our bus driver.
He was our bus driver.
A chauffeur.
Chauffeur, chauffeur, yeah. Andy Nguyen, so Andynguyen 3147. And so that's his TikTok. And so if you want to know what Gather Round was like, you probably posted a bit on there. But just, you need a ride around town. If you're into music festivals and stuff, he goes to everything. He lives his life to the fullest.
He definitely does. He
So
definitely
hit him
does.
up. His rates aren't too much. And yeah, it's a good time. Good time.
Our bumps. We got the Bubble Boys here. Right.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Sorry about that. I'm just struggling not to chunder in my mouth.
Jeepers.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's been a big couple of days. We don't have too much on the bubble this week, but we're going to have a lot next week potentially, and there's a lot of players that have been traded in early this week. The only one we got on the bubble this week is Tyler Sonsi, who's gone 44 and what 35 or whatever it was. So you're not looking at that 150k forward, but a lot of people are going to go early on Sam Clousey. Is that how you pronounce it?
We're going to call him Closey.
Clousey. What was I calling him over the weekend? Because it was nothing even close to that.
No idea.
Oh, I can't even remember what I was calling him. And then you've also got Will Graham, who's 117k defensive mid. He scored 67 as well
Yeah.
and had a whole bunch of CBAs. Got a lot of people talking about big Charlie Comben. Remember when we got to the great game? We're like, who the fuck is that lining up at fullback?
Yeah, well.
129 on the weekend, negative 40 break even, but 227k. Surely, what would he have to do next week for you even to remotely entertain that?
Like, it'd have to be backing it up, because if you score 80, I'm not considering
Yeah, legitimately. And what about the other two? You going early on either of them?
Closey, I will, yeah.
Yeah. And no, I'm probably going to do the same. So.
I just want to sit him. I just want to put him on the field already. I know
It's a
it's a
good
best
game.
18, but fuck, like, if you want to come in and have like 26 on a goal line debut or whatever it was, and you want to play in a midfield that ultimately ends up sending Flanders to go play what Sexton was meant to be doing, then yeah, you're probably just going to get picked every week at the time being, particularly if you're going to have performances like that.
And just, yeah, huge reps in the kid too. And then obviously Will Graham as well. We just dominated. Is there a world you could get both this week?
Probably not. Like, Will
Yeah.
Graham's an interesting one. I mean, he averaged about 105 in, oh, God, I don't know, whatever the level was he played last year.
It's VFL, isn't it? They played VFL, didn't
He's in the 18, this gun.
they? Ah, oh, fuck, sorry. The thing I.
Yeah,
Yeah, don't.
whatever it is.
It's
And,
not the TAC, but it's whatever, yeah.
yeah, whatever it is. So, he's one. I'll just wait the week on him. But yeah, give me a bit of closey action. I mean, he scored 67. Are you really going to bring in a guy who debuted at 67? Like, come on. So
The
it's
defensive
one
mid
week
swing
early
is going
for.
to be so handy, I reckon, for some.
Well, only if you're trading him into defense. Because if you trade him into midfield, then it's just going to be a problem.
Why?
Because everyone else in your midfield, like your McCurchers and that, they're just all going to get defending status too. So in order to get these McCurges and that to the back line, you want to have him in defense.
Wasn't really paying too much attention. Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's going to be insane. Like, then you can get your, like, you know, a Robert Spack down back and things like that with this kid. That's why I think a lot of people are going to end up picking him.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't really have much else for Double Boys. Couple of topics. Oh, fuck, I don't even know who I'm more this week either. Unless there's one going to be sent through shortly. But a couple of topics.
It's probably been... So, Frothy40's one, who am I? Well, I got one for you.
You do?
Yeah. Well, Frothy41's.
Oh, so you're saying that he should have one for me?
No, I'm saying, like, I've probably got one for you.
All right, you go. You know I'm not going to get it.
I am a product of Nestle.
Are you a kitty cat?
Yeah, I am a kitty cat. I was going to say I'm a Kit Kat chunky, but you know, I'm just a Kit Kat, I guess, at this point in time.
Nestle.
Nestle.
Yeah, that's okay. Could you entertain the Horn Francis thing? 433. He's currently sitting with a midfield forward status. Do you think he's going to hold that? He's got to do it for what, two more games?
No, I don't think he's going to hold it.
And even if he held it, like, fuck.
This is why. Ready?
Yep.
So if he's eligible for forward status at the moment, but played, like, what, 1% forward line on the weekend because he didn't fucking move from the midfield, right?
Dominated.
So that means in the first game where they actually had Ollie Wines, et cetera, he wasn't lining up there.
Yeah.
Correct? Now, when Ollie Wines comes back, this is actually a pro, not a negative. That means he's probably going to sit forward again. We'll spend a bit more time up forward. So I'm going to say he probably will get the forward line status. I'm not willing to risk it. Because what happens if Ollie Wines doesn't come back this week and then all of a sudden going into week six?
He's not back this week, is he? I thought he was out for a little while.
I thought it was a 1 week of Corey, but I might be wrong.
I thought it was a little bit longer than that.
But if he's not back, his then percentages, because he's only played the two games, are going to start to get pretty skewed.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're picking this guy at 4:30, so you'd want to be fucking confident he's going to get this forward status because you don't want him sitting in your midfield as a top eight.
No, I don't know. Hey, you'd be fucked if he was a midfielder. If he got stuck in the midfielder, you'd be absolutely screwed.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you wouldn't be happy because he could average 80 for a period of time. Mm. So, look, I think in 2 weeks, if he gets forward status and he's still going hundreds with Ollie Wines in the team, we can look at it and say, you know what, 500 is still a pretty cheap price to play.
But when it's a mid-only, it's way too risky.
It's not like it's Nick Martin who's, you know, going to guarantee your defender status.
Yeah.
This is someone that just finished the game on the weekend playing all of it in the midfield, and you're going to risk him gaining forward status to save, what, 65 grand?
Pass.
Doesn't add up to me. I mean, the risk versus reward there isn't skewed in your favour.
Nice little segue by you too, the Nick Martin one. And you looking at him at all this week?
Yeah. I want Zach Merritt ASAP, but I'm willing to pick Nick Martin this week. I just got to work out the finances here. But if I can get Nick Martin this week and I'm very confident I can still get Merritt next week, that's exactly what I'll do. Otherwise, if I feel like next week I can't afford Merritt, I'll probably miss Martin.
Sexy price.
Nick Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's gone up since the start of the year.
You might not see that again now.
Unfortunately, there'll be fuckers out there after 2 weeks, and we laughed at them, didn't we?
Yep.
But, you know, 63 and 93 in his first two games. But now when you look at it as a four-game size sample, 63, 93, 136, 133, the 93 is not even bad when you put the 130s back-to-back after it. So it's really one game, and that one game he had fucking 30 touches.
He gets so much loose ball.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is... And that's a guaranteed defender there. So you're looking at this guy now, like, okay, you're guaranteed in 2 weeks this cunt's getting defender status. He's 530K, his break-even's 35, coming off back-to-back 130s. And then you go look at his fixture run, and you got the Dogs in Adelaide and Collingwood West Coast.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound awfully hard.
Very favourable.
Yeah, like, he's in.
And then the other question I'm going to go, I'm going to pair these two. You got the mid forward and soon to be mid forward in Heaney. For those that don't have either of Sam Flanders or Heaney, if you were tossing up, would you just grab Flanders now on the price versus Heaney?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
And obviously the buy, you know, whether you want to take into account that the buy's there or not.
Well, the buy's this week for Heaney.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So
I was telling people to do that last week. I said, I mean, you cost yourself 40 points, I guess, but at least you got a plain Flanders this week.
Yeah. Fuck, Heaney's been good. Just dominated again on the weekend.
And well, it's been ridiculous. Can I read you his scores?
Yeah.
144, 136, 128, 148, 165.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's out of control crazy. What do you think? Yeah.
Fucking nuts. And last but not least, before we get into some questions, this Lloyd Meek thing.
Corey, this... I mean, I think we know who I'm going to talk about here. Paulie. He got on today encouraging people to... How can you encourage someone to pick a cunt called Lloyd Meek?
There's a lot and then of people doing it.
He came on with this random fucking thing saying, oh, fucking, you know, every time he's played solo ruck, he hasn't scored underneath 80. I guarantee you, he has not looked at the games, right, and gone through the list and seen, oh, yeah, he was solo ruck there, he wasn't solo ruck there, he wasn't, you know, because there hasn't been many games where Sean Darcy hasn't featured.
130 on the weekend, negative 14 break even, 357k.
No. Solo and he's about to run into Jared Witts this week.
He's going to, yeah. That was the one as soon as I was looking. Like, because there's no way I'm going to do it. I didn't even have Grundy to do it anyway. But a lot of people going Grundy to Lloyd Meek.
I'm doing Grundy either to Merritt or fucking Nick Martin. That's the play.
Fuck, imagine having Lloyd Meek or Jack Steele.
If you've got Jackson.
If people don't have Jack Steele, the Jack Steele play is always on the table as well.
Yeah, see, all of a sudden you like Jack Steele now, don't you, Corey?
Oh, it's on the table. I mean, that's... He's had some favourable fixtures for his game style, so we'll see if they can keep that up. I don't think he's going to do it this week.
120, 120, 120, 140.
Yeah, it's been good. But we'll see if that can sustain. That's fine.
Yeah, well, he's GWS this week.
Yeah, it's not ideal for him, I don't think. Not at Monica.
Career average, 109 against more than any other opponent.
It's a different GWS, mate. You know that's factual, too.
No, I don't think so, mate.
You think it's the same?
Same.
Okay, good luck with that one.
A lot of the same players.
Yeah. Okay.
You think you're not laying 10 tackles at Monica?
No.
Oh, my God, he's delusional. He's starting the game on 40 points because of his tackling before he worries about his touches, and then he goes and gets 25 of them.
That's right. Good luck running forward. That's all I'm saying.
Are you sitting there saying he's not top eight?
He's top eight. Questions?
Well, then why are you saying good luck running forward then?
Oh, he's top eight at the moment.
Yeah, he's. I think he's going to finish at your top eight. I think you're going to sit there and you'll be like, Bombs, you've made some big, big moves and congratulations on you and doing them early.
Should have started with him.
100% instead of Dawson, 100% I should have.
Yep, Steamy, all right. Ready for questions?
Hold on, do you still have Dawson?
Yes.
Fucking, for some reason, my dick just fucking just woke up a little bit.
Yeah, good. I'll run Dawson into the ground, mate.
You know, you can tell you're nervous with Dawson when you're trying to turn around to me from about six people over at the Adelaide Oval going, hey, Bombs, it's quarter time, Dawson's on 44. Shut the fuck up, he's on 44. I haven't even seen the cunt.
Very good. You got a little bit worried.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what am I watching here?
Steen, Dave from Adelaide is a legend. That's correct. Steen posted that when we met Dave from Adelaide too, actually.
What's happened to you?
We're on Potty
Dave from Adelaide. Who's Dave?
Dave was the one I met in the club that didn't...
Okay. Didn't want his name, so that's how he got his name.
We'll start go early on Combin or Clousy or both.
No, we've been there, done that, we'll start.
Yort, is it time to do whatever it takes to get Heaney in? He'll be top three mid within 3 weeks when the DPB changes are in.
Well, I'm glad you're going to play him in the midfield, not the forward line. It's probably why you're really good at the game.
Oh, you got to get Heaney in. We've been saying that there's must-have players for a while, and Heaney was definitely one of them.
Yeah, I was happy to risk him before the bye. I reckon you can wait 2 weeks after his bye, though.
When it's back to best 22.
Yeah, but, like, 144 is a significant current average on, like, five games.
Yeah, but what if he just keeps going? Like,
what do you think? He's just going to, like, average 135 for the season?
Well, I didn't think he'd be averaging 144 after five.
Yeah, that's true. I can put myself on that boat as well.
Like,
I just... This is like a bull run for those that understand crypto, Corey.
It's just crazy.
There's just got to be a pullback every now and then.
Well,
six 640 is a lot on a Ford, bro.
Yeah, but what do you do when he's the number one player in the game at the moment? Regardless of position, he's the number one player. Is it hurting people too much not having him?
I think he's that good. I straight captained him this week. I didn't even worry about doing a VC.
Very good by you, actually. Just straight up. You do one every year and it worked.
Yeah.
Pack
yourself in.
I think you've got to get him. Cliffy 31, thoughts on Lockie Bramble?
I'm so honestly. The amount of joy this brings me. You know what this is like, Corey?
What, mate?
This is like... When you go on a... You're going to phrase this, Corey. When you're going to go date a Sheila, right?
Yeah.
And you're the one that's getting a little bit too attached. And, you know, you're not really liking the person you're becoming while seeing this Sheila. But you haven't got the stones to go and break up with her in person. So then she just shoots you a message and she just says, look, we're going to need to call this off.
Does it for you.
Yeah, and it's just a bit of relief.
The best possible case scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good analogy, that one. Jack McRae finished.
Mate. You know what'd be great, Corey?
Yep.
If Bevo was sacked at around 14 and McRae was like 360 grand, he'd be the most traded in cunt ever, of all time. Like, most all-time traded in cunt in 1 week.
He's going to break even of 223.
Yeah.
What is Bevo's problem?
He's not staying above 450. I mean, the moment he hits under 450, he's not getting back above it.
It's actually crazy. Crazy. And is Jeremy Sharp the best-looking wingman you've ever seen?
No.
Fuck, it was so much fun, that game.
There's a bloke out there called Matty Cottrell.
The boys
play that same game.
The boys just going nuts every time Jeremy Sharp got the ball and when he slotted that goal. Fuck me.
I mean, everyone was going nuts, but no one had him fielded except for me and Steen.
Yeah, it's still great.
The only smart ones are Andy.
Speaking of that, Steenie, when's Perker going to give you your toothbrush back? What are your thoughts on this, by the way?
You cannot steal someone else's toothbrush. I'm not even sure I'd sit in the bucket of you're allowed to borrow the toothbrush, let alone you just go and take someone's toothbrush.
Put me toothbrush and toothpaste together in the cup holder, and then 2 days later, I'm like, where's my toothbrush? You know?
Yeah, the evidence isn't... there's not a lot of evidence there to suggest that it was that person's toothbrush.
Yeah, and, you know, where's my toothbrush? No, it was my toothbrush I put in the holder. Like, so you put your toothbrush in the holder with my toothpaste. Yeah! Fuck me, dead.
I guarantee you he's found it.
Legitimately. Resh Cat, is it too late to get Brown down back? Thank you for the 3 break even. 95 on the weekend, 213K. I don't know what you'd go to it. I wouldn't be trying mass to it, that's for sure. Especially with the defenders you've got coming up. Yeah, no. Too late. Yes, it's too late. Ando, Brisbane bias aside, thoughts on Neil averaging 122?
No.
Why?
Because if I write out my top 8 right now, he's not sitting in there.
Could he be, and could have you just got one of them wrong? Could he finish top eight?
Well, I live in the real world, Corey, so obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting here going, all right, my top eight would be, as my team stands at the moment, I've got Zach Merritt, right? So Bond, Merritt, Green, Butters, Jack Steele. Well, that's pretty handy. And who am I missing there? Petrarca still don't have. That's six. Who else don't I have? Who else has been good? Sarong. I don't know if I'd want Sarong, actually. Sarong versus Neil. Yeah, I'd probably take Sarong, though. Anyone else's name that I'm...
Well, Matt Rowe's currently sitting at number four with 130 average.
Yeah.
You know, is that sustainable? Well,
to be honest, at the moment, I'd probably pick him at, like, number seven.
Yeah.
And like, who do we feel like's going to bounce back? Cause,
Goulden.
And,
Butters
yeah, Goulden,
very
sorry.
Good on the weekend. Yeah.
I'll take
Clayton and Oliver become top eight from here to the end of the year. Obviously not on total points, but, like, is that penny going to drop, or is that, you know, ship sailed? What's going on there? Like,
nah, needs to get fit. I'll tell you now, at 470K, no matter what happens, Oliver's coming in. And if he's an absolute donkey, he can sit on the pine at M number 10. Like, that won't bother me.
Yeah. Loop it every week. All right. Wolfstar, I think I'm going on early on either common or Clousy. You're not going common. To have cash to trade Weddle to a premium defender. Done so many bad choices. So we got his team here.
This guy sounds like Weddle. I mean, why'd he get Weddle?
I've got no idea. It's just down back, realistically. I mean, you could fix the Weddle straight down in first place instead of Combin. What the fuck are you going to put the money on, though?
No, you don't want to go Weddle up. See, Dom Stewart's like 602K, but his break-even's 158, I reckon, Tom Weed.
James Jordan out.
This guy needs to get Roberts on field.
He's got the bye this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you could go Whittle down to Clowsy and Jordan up to someone, or vice versa. Use a bit of DPP.
He's only got $5,000 in the bank.
But one down, one up. It's going to be a lot. He's got James Jordan on the bench too.
Well, James Jordan's going to go.
Yeah, and Weddle's going to go, so... But I don't think...
James Jordan out, swing Darcy Wilson forward. You can now get a midfield slot open.
Yeah.
Can anyone in the midfield get in... You can move Dacos in there.
For this week, yeah.
Yeah, hold on. You can get Dacos in there, and then you can get Clowsy, and then Weddle can be anyone you want.
Yeah. And then next week you go... Grab
and then you've got a... And then you can get Dacos back to your back line. Yeah. Correct. You can do Howes to Graham, and then you can get Dacos back to your back line because Howes is on the bye. Graham can then go to your midfield. Dacos is back in your back line on field. And that will actually give you heaps of money left over too, I reckon, potentially.
Roden, if you could bring in one player this week, who would it be? Yo, Wang, or Young?
Gee, Yo's doing some numbers, isn't he?
He was very good on the weekend.
Which
is up to 105, and I thought the score the week before was absolutely ridiculous. Like, ridiculously low.
To some extent, has Wanganeen's score's been a bit disappointing for the amount of ball he's getting?
Yeah. Is it just because it's so much uncontested?
So I'm sitting here going, Yo's probably got the ability to average the most, and then I'm sitting here going, gee, Wanganeen's probably going to be the most consistent of the lot and doesn't have an injury history like Yo. And then
Young's
Hayden,
last 2 weeks have been pretty good.
And then Hayden Young, yeah, was like his numbers. Like, so we spoke about Martin before. Like, Hayden Young's done a similar thing, except, yeah, Hayden Young's just, like, first couple of weeks, he wasn't getting the numbers. But, I mean, the guy was going out there laying, like, eight tackles.
Yeah.
Which one of those is more likely to finish top eight? Yeah, we'll go top eight even for defenders. Go 1, 2, 3 for most likely to finish top eight.
Fuck, you're really splitting hairs.
Because Wang just hasn't shown that he's got, like, 120 plus consistent enough at the moment to be like, okay, that can get his average up to like 107, 108.
Because the other thing that I'm considering here is too is Elliot Yeo's so injury prone. It's like, yeah. I don't know if I want to trade Elliot Yeo into my team. Like, I started with it, and I had no problem starting with it, but I don't know how comfortable I am trading that in.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here going, Young's actually number one, even though I would pick Wayne, but I'm sitting here going, no, I think Young's the most likely to finish top of that line out of all those three.
Yeah, or the midfielder role.
But then at least Young has got capacity to score 140. Because if you're going to average 107, 108, you're not going to do it just by going, like, what's Wayne doing?
He's probably going like 110. But he's averaging 106.5.
Yeah, so he can't average 108, can he, Corey? 101, 120, 91, 114. Like, so he's only got like 30 points from best to worst at the moment across three games.
Yeah. Well, look, if I was trading one of them in this week, I'd probably trade in Hayden Young because I also think that Jack Sinclair's got that upside too. I don't think you can trade Yeo in, and the Wang's probably going to be fringe. Sinclair's one I really like as well. I mean, I bookmarked it last week. He's
on the favourites.
He's becoming at 115 break even. This is another good score this week. It's one that I definitely could be looking at very soon.
And the assist dog too.
Yeah, what are you scoring like again? Like 90
or something? 95 or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot down back. Like, you don't even have to... Don't force the move either. Like, you can wait. Like, if you don't have Stewart, for instance, wait for Stewart to drop a little bit.
Yeah, because his break even's like, what did I say before? 158. Let me double check here. 168. I mean, fuck, I was 10 off. Yeah.
And then, like, I can't sit here and say I don't feel comfortable trading Yeo in and then talk about Jeremy McGovern, really, can I?
No.
It's just that injury history as well. Sorry, just had a little look off there. Paulie, thoughts on trading back in Nick Martin, like you did with Will Day last year? Trying to make the best low-cap Moneyball team possible. And his thoughts on Meek, what a gun.
Oh, I think Nick Martin is a serious option this week.
Yeah. I don't mind trading it. Even if you trade it out. It takes a bigger man to rebuy, I reckon.
And that's what I know, Jiggly, I know what you mean by that.
Yeah. G'day, boys. And thoughts on Howes to Clousey, Grundy, English this week. Cheers. The Grundy one, I'll take this one, boss. The Grundy one is one that I think Grundy has to go. Look, that's probably a bit harsh. Grundy doesn't have to go, but how much do you want to put up with a couple of these scores? Like, it's just, it's constantly, what did he do on the weekend? I'll get these up in a second. It's constantly bananas. But the Tim English is the ruckman that you want. So when you're going to finish this season, you're going to want to have Gorney and English 1-2. So when I'm trading Grundy and moving Jackson into the rucks, I almost prefer to use the Grundy money elsewhere. And I spoke about this when I done, a couple of weeks ago, that I went and got the player that I needed most. And for me, that was Sheasel. Now, there's going to be a lot of people that, you can't do that anyone now, because if you're going to trade Grundy, you trade it this week. He's on the buy. I'm just having a quick look. I'll just fill air here. Grundy with another 93 on the weekend. So it's been pretty disappointing, the Grundy start to the season. What are we? 93, 114, 99, 71. It's not bad. It's just for the ruckman that you thought he'd set the world on fire. As this just loads again. And I think that there's so much more you can do with that position, and in time look at getting Tim English back. So I'll just go back to my team here, and we go to Tim English's break even, 135 with a 154 break even. If he can get some lower scores on the Tim English front, that'll help. Like, with the Tim English thing, you're kind of hoping that he's going to pop a sub 100 somewhere, and the game's coming up. I don't think you're going to help. He's got Essendon, which should be pretty easy. It's the Romo game. And then Shrek's probably going to be back too. So he comes into Romo and Shrek and saying that he put 139, 127 on both those players last year and a 134 on Essendon. So how many games are we going to get where Tim English consistently is just copying it raw? I don't know that we're going to get too many. So I think Tim English is always going to be at a very high price. So I have no problem if you want to go up, but I think for the short term, you can use Jackson in there. You can use the Grundy money to plug a hole and just hope that that Tim English comes in, because you're not missing too much Tim English. Like, you're not playing Tim English every week. So you can wait till Tim English, the buys later in the year or so be it, or hope that Tim English game pops and it drops. I mean, having Tim English every week, the English Gorn thing now is just absolutely huge on my front. So, but I think you can use the Grundy money for, I hate to say it, but a Jack Steele. I think you can use it for a defender down back. And I know, we're talking about Stewart's drop, but say you still don't have Sheasel. You go get Sheasel. You could use it for Flanders, which is a perfect one. So, I know I've gone off an absolute tangent on this question, but how's the closer? Yes, Grundy to English, fuck wit. If you want to run that combo now, which I desperately did, go for it, but I think you will get a slight price drop in English as well. Oh, fuck, that was a long
time. I just wasn't sure whether or not I was allowed to talk or not, yeah. Corey. I'm a non-English owner. So, Grundy to English, how's the closer you? Like, I don't see any issue with it. The issue I see is that his break-even's 154.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. You're going to get it cheaper, aren't you?
Yeah, not a hell of a lot cheaper, as you were touching on, though. So, look, I'm trading Grundy this week, and I'm electing to go get someone like Zach Merritt, or probably in the end Nick Martin, and then using a bit of that leftover money then to get Merritt. So it's almost like I'm going to go get Merritt and Nick Martin before I go get English, and I'm just going to plug that hole with Jackson. Suits the buyers this week because of, Jackson can sit in there, so I can have the extra player actually playing on field, all that kind of crap. It all kind of works out. But there's nothing wrong with getting Tim English, I don't think. I just think if you're going to do it, just play the break-even game. You don't have Luke Jackson, then, and you really want to still score well this week, then maybe you just have to, cop a 20K loss in the face.
Well, and here's the other point that I didn't even make. You can go Grundy to Nick Martin for 20K, and then, that 200 that you would have had the bait for English, that can go on Massimo next week.
Yeah.
And then you're getting two instead of one, but you also don't have Tim English. I kind of get that. But most of the Tim English have Bont, so you've got the VC option in that game anyway.
Did you think Tim English was good on the weekend?
Yeah, his first three quarters were nuts. Oh, no. No, hang on.
Shit
is. That was the Geelong game. I was thinking, what was the week before?
Don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was good. I was surprised. When I'm checking scores, I'm thinking, fuck, I'm a sniff here. He could have actually cracked his first 70-point game and then, it could be on in about 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah,
it was 117.
That's pretty fucked up.
He hasn't scored high, though, this year, has he?
No, he had a 140 like 2 weeks ago.
138, but... And that was his lowest score of the year, 117. I'm looking at those numbers thinking, yeah, you know what? If I had a primo mid, I'm probably getting in and around that anyway.
But it's just so consistent, though, where it's like, if you had another primo mid, like you have English and primo mid versus... Grundy and Primo Mid, it's fucking helping me every week.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have Grundy and Primo Mid or English, because then it'd be English and a $500,000 mid.
I don't know. It's been pretty handy. Look, I don't hate it, but I think the money can be used over the next couple of weeks elsewhere probably a little bit better. Paulie, should a Finlayson been given an extra 10 Supercoach points for some old school banter? Is the league way too woke now? Might trade him in next week.
Does he want us to get cancelled here? I'm not too sure.
I don't think his presser would have survived too well in this Discord.
Probably not.
No. Redback Hymie, this is our boy from the weekend. Hey, boys, it was great meeting you at the Bulldogs v Geelong game. Am I jumping the gun and going Grundy to English, D'Ambrosio to Clousy? See, and I don't like the D'Ambrosio move this week.
Yeah, I think I said this at Gather Round or on Discord, on Patreon, whatever it was. I think Ambrosio's not a guy you go down. Ambrosio's got to be a guy you go up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because Ambrosio's there to prevent one of these real shit-cunt rookies from getting on field. So you don't want to go Ambrosio down and then potentially get one of these rookies on field. You want Ambrosio to go up because for most people he's sitting at, you know, number four. Some people, number three.
Yeah.
If he's at number five, it's, I mean, unless you got Ambrosio at number six, I'd strongly suggest you go up, not down.
But even that, like, take you know, the guy's had a 120 this year, right? And his break-even's 49. Take me back to Nick Newman, circa, what year, 2015, 16, 17, what year was it? Whatever.
I don't know.
When I traded it out the week early for the cash, the break-even was roughly the same. And the break-even might have been a little bit higher, it was like 50 or 60. And he went out there and went, what, 120, 120. And now I'm not saying D'Ambrosio is going to do this, but for a break-even of 49, this is one of those ones that you just give that horse every chance to fucking whip.
He
20 minutes in the last quarter he's been on the bench. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That could have been an extra 15, 20 points.
Minimum.
Yeah. And then you're not even looking at it.
But why?
Yeah,
because they were charging.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's not like goals weren't kicked and they couldn't get him on the field. So I'm sitting here going, that was a choice.
Yeah. Wow. If he doesn't get dropped, you pick it. You give it one more week at least. You don't move it this week.
They enjoy Amon that much, it didn't seem like Ambrosio was playing on a back flank.
Every time he uses the ball, he was pretty shocking too on the weekend. He turned it over a bit.
Yeah, let's wait on team selections for that one. And I mean, if you're he obviously is in Patreon, this bloke, it's always asking a question. He come back to us on Thursdays when teams are dropped and stuff. Because I'm sitting here going, what if Hawthorn are kicking goal after goal after goal, and inevitably, after every goal's kicked, you're getting people running to the pine, and he wasn't injured that we're aware of, then how did he sit for nearly 21 minutes on the pine in a row at the end of the game?
Maybe they were just backing the team they had out there.
But then think about it again. If he played more in the midfield, which is that was all my eyes were telling me, and Blake Hardwick in the second half went to the forward line, why was there still a spot in that back line and he wasn't being utilised in it? No, I don't know. Too many questions are coming out of this.
You need to go down the Hawthorn, mate. Flanders or Steele, who do I get this week? It's from Ruboy.
Flanders.
There are must-own players in Supercoach and Flanders falls into that category.
Jack Steele's got a 20-point lower break even.
There are must-own Supercoach players this year, and who's more likely to finish top of their line?
Yeah, well, obviously Flanders, yeah.
That's the answer. JB Small, downgrade D'Ambrosio to Brown. Oh, Jesus. Allow me to boost Jordan into Green. I think that's Tom Green, by the way. Or keep D'Ambrosio and go Jordan up to Flanders. Jordan to Flanders.
Yeah.
And keep Ambrosio for 1 week. Because you can always have a look at this Green one. He scored 109. The break-even's 134.
Yeah.
Another 110, that break-even's, you know, goes up again. And he's done this before, Tommy Green. Wolfstar wants your thoughts on picking Horn Francis.
Bro, I swear this is like the 10th person that's... No, it's the 10th time this cunt asked this question.
No, not the Horn Francis one. That's the first time he's asked Horn Francis.
I guarantee you.
Reshcat, is there an argument to be had for bringing Marshall over English for the price?
There's no way I'm picking Rowan Marshall over to English.
Agreed. I think we know who the top two ruckmen are. Sally, yeah. If you've held Dawson this long, do you keep holding or take the L?
Why are you still holding him?
Hold.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm sitting myself in your situation and I'd be that fucking stubborn. There's no way to move him.
Oh, mate, if you don't own him, bookmark him. Like, fucking get ready for a very cheap Jordan Dawson. He can sit next to Clayton Oliver as your M9, M10 bombs.
They're playing us this week. If he's in the midfield, George Hill will tag him.
Yeah, well, he's copped a lot of attention early.
I just don't think that's true.
That is true.
Who's run with him?
Mark O'Connor ran with him.
One.
Who'd they play on the weekend?
Melbourne.
I couldn't even tell you. I was way too fucked up.
And
then they played in the torrential wet, so, you know.
I'm going to go fact-check whether O'Connor actually ran with him.
Go fact-check it, because don't worry, I was watching very closely. I had a lot on the line that week. Table King. Hey, fellas, went Flanders over Heaney to an advantage this week, but given that Heaney's 620, he's only got 120 in the bank. Is Heaney a must-go for round six? Only way I can get him is to sell Massimo McKercher and another in that bracket. This is more of a question for next week.
Table
Tossing up, letting him go, praying for a dip in 3 odd weeks, be 650 minimum by end of round six. There's a massive point down, just building others.
I wouldn't be selling all of your depth to get in Heaney when we are on the verge of returning to 22 players every week in a couple of weeks.
And this is the other one. Go have a look at the most traded out players in your team at the moment. Massimo, Dacos, Colby, like Roberts. Like, they're all non-trades this week. Like, I'm not tempted to trade any single one, unless this Massimo comes out that he's hurt or he's dropped this week. I'm not tempted to trade any one of those players. Didn't Colby come out in the preseason and score like a 50 and then people didn't start him and then he'd like 99 the week after? And they got to stumble out 160.
I'm not trading Colby. I want him defender standards and I want him to get into my back line so he can plug a hole.
Yeah.
I suppose I can do that with Roberts though. I mean, Colby might only have another week left in him though.
But deal with it next week. Like, they're not, you know, I think there are players that you can go early on. Like, Howes, I've got no problem. Like, even that, like, you know, and that's purely on that closing factor. I've got no problem for that. The McKercher one, I've got a big problem with going early on McKercher. Like, it takes a ton this week, and he's just, boom, he's back to making money.
Yeah, but so's Howes.
Yeah, but, you know, like, honestly.
Not a ton. I mean, Howes are not going to score a ton. But if Howes scores 60... His game the week before last was 26, so that 26 gets further and further away. I mean, he goes 60.
You only hold Howes if you don't need to do any... I think there's going to be a lot that needs to be done next week. So that's why I've got no problem with Howes going to Clowsy. I think he's more likely to score 60 than McKercher. Or 50, sorry. He looks shit-ass on the weekend. Dekito 84. How funny was it earlier when I thought Judd McVie was Howes? Like, I just didn't realise the number, and I was like, fuck, Howes is popping.
That's a player you want to bookmark in your keeper leagues, McVie, if he's not already taken.
He was fucking real good.
He's going to be a primo within 2 years.
Dekito 84. Hope you're recovering from Gather Round, boys. It's good seeing you on the TV. I have a bit of cash to spend and struggling with a mid option. Currently looking at Grundy to Marshall, Jordan to Nick Martin, leasing 233K, and was hoping to piss off Fisher. Not really liking many of the options from Libba down. Is it Libba? Alternatives to roast me suggest something completely obvious. I don't like Grundy to Marshall. He's got 500K in the bank. Damn. What the fuck?
So Grundy and Jordan should just go to primos.
Yeah, and don't even worry about... Like... You just get legit two primo mids. Who's he missing? He's got Dacos in the midfield at the moment because he's got the DVP. So he's been running short all year, but looks at
it. No Zach Merritt.
You could grab Zach Merritt and Nick Martin and just be done with it.
But that means he's holding Grundy.
He doesn't have the loot. Okay, yeah, right. Nah, Grundy to English. This is one of those areas that I actually don't mind, Grundy to English. Fuck it, pull it now. He's got George Hewitt. Grundy to English. And Jordan to, what's that leave you? Oh, he's 300K in the bank.
Zach Merritt by putting five in the forward line.
Is that enough, Jordan, to Zach Merritt?
Merritt's about 650, so yeah, you'll be, you should get there.
Yeah. And if not, shit, what was the Libba one?
If not, you're not getting Libba. I'd go get someone like...
under Libba for the trades you're looking to make. Just fucking started cramping. That's how big the weekend was. Look, if not, if you can't get Merritt, you get Martin, don't you?
Oh, no, it was Libba. Does he mean Libba down? Libba down, if, so that's with getting who, Marshall or
that was Marshall,
English?
So...
Is Marshall worth more than English or something?
No, he's worth less. Marshall's worth less than English.
We're getting complicated here because I've got to trade out my Ruckman to work out what's going on.
You can just go to plays and look at stats. If you can't get Zach Merritt, right, which I think he's going to be just short, he's already got Jack Steele, and you can't get Petrarca. Does he have Flanders? He's got Flanders. So Libba's 620. I'd probably grab Nick Martin. Yeah. And just run that. Yeah. And just do two this week and then look at getting it and the other one next week. Sorry to cut you off, but I don't like buying short, if that makes sense. Like, if there's a clear-cut best player, like, there's no point just selling short, like, just short of them for the sake of it. Go get the best for an extra 30 grand.
I mean, it's an extra 86 to get to English over Marshall, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be worth it, though. Hey, Arnold, what's your top three biscuits in order, including cookies, chocolate, coated, etc.? You'd be good at this. You're ethnic.
Three biscuits. I've got them in my mind now, but I don't know what order to put them in. The original double coat, no, it's not the original double coat, but just double coat Tim Tam.
Yep. I actually love that.
That's elite. I love Wagon Wheels, bro.
Me too. Wagon Wheels number one for me.
Yeah, Wagon Wheels and
we've spoken
and
about
slice
how we,
is always
we've
up
spoken
there.
About how I ate Wagon Wheels when I was a kid. You hated it.
No, you don't. Did you peel the marshmallow from the cookie?
Yeah, and then I'd scrape the jam off with my teeth.
You're a fuckwit. You've got that much trauma. It's not funny.
Lordy, was Gather Round better this year or last year?
Fuck, it's a hard question. Because it's like, is season one better than season two?
Mm.
Because season one kind of... It sets everything up, doesn't it?
I think the way to look at it is season two definitely added in some extremely valuable characters. There was some very, very, very good additions. Season two become a lot more violent, though. I felt like there was absolutely none of that going out last time. Like the setting, the backdrop and everything, like bar the main setting of the footy oval, like the backdrop and the scenery of Adelaide was just shithole, as it always is.
Like for instance, Lordy, some of the people we're hanging out with all of a sudden thought they were UFC fighters.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to chant knock knock and they got donuts.
To participate.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't
want
to...
to fight the whole world.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to participate in the band, just don't participate in the band. Like, you don't need to be punched in the face for it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if we're going to get asked this question, so I'm just going to go out on a limb here and just go, you know, when I'm thinking about the best on ground for the weekend, right, I'm thinking of a bloke that just led by example, leaders lead.
Yeah.
You know, never sooked it up, just had the charge, you know, out all night, up first thing in the morning. Didn't stop
dissipated thinking. At every opportunity.
Yeah, loved the banter. You know, didn't complain anywhere we went.
Made some friends along the way.
Yeah, made a lot of friends. You know, rode a couple of warthogs and, you know, had to deal with someone, you know, just jumping on their shoulder and latching onto them the whole time. And, you know, I think it's just got to go to Dizza. Just absolutely dominated. Out there, you know, he had to deal with Perko sitting in his back pocket the whole time.
Yeah. Perko reminded me of a meerkat.
Yeah.
Just looking through the glass, like, where the fuck is Dizza?
Yeah, what's
My
he
little
doing?
fucking sheep.
Following him around on the dance floor, so congratulations to Diz, best on.
Yeah, well, if Diz is getting three, Stein's getting two.
Yeah, he very stiff on that, the three. Just very good. Just absolutely amazing all trip. And then Pete's got to get the one.
Pete is incredible. Well, I reckon Andy should be in there for the one.
Yeah, actually true.
But
incredibly stiff.
Only because Andy's just got a smidge more intelligence than Pete. That's probably the only reason.
And been in less car accidents.
Yeah. No, that's all facts.
Fat balding man. Has Rishog got over the loss yet? His photo's frothy at the game.
Oh, mate. I'll tell you now. He's a sook, that gun, Corey. He was sucking 15 hours after the fact still. He's a fuckwit, that Rishdog, I'll tell you now. Hey, shout out to Rishdog's cousin who I met in the toilet.
That's crazy. Like, you couldn't script that.
Well, when I say I met him in the toilet, I didn't go say hello to him, but
walked
in
the
toilet
with him.
And there's a Freo supporter in there with his own name on the back and just said Rishk.
That's two right? marks.
And I'm just like, I mean, what are the chances that this is like one of this cunt's relations? So I message him and he goes, is the guy blonde? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, that's my cousin. Well, if that's your fucking cousin, there's not much hope for you moving forward.
Absolutely shocking. Hey, Ando, where's Shaq? Why did you leave the Discord?
Spoke to Shaq all morning today. Yeah. I think he's happy for us to be back, to be honest.
Yeah, of course. Is it too late to bring in Jeremy Sharp, who makes another 120K?
Yes.
Yeah, way too late. Fuck, he was good. That was just one of the highlights of the trip. Did someone tell you 4 weeks ago, maybe 5 weeks ago, that maybe Tom Brown was Supercoach relevant? Well, I'm glad that this has been brought up, because I told you that I played at the football club for a short period of time that Tom Brown was actually a junior of. And I said that this kid's going to be something, he's going to be good, and I ended up picking him up because of it. And, mate, turns out he put out a pretty good game on the weekend. So shout out to myself for noticing Tom Brown. Inboxed him too, just to say congratulations and good on you, and it's good to see you doing well out there. And he replied, so yeah, not bad. Fact checks. Hey fellas, it's time to trade James Jordan with Adams in the side. It's going to take his scoring off a bit. Also, how do I get a signed picture of Bontz from Gather Round?
Now, first things first, the signed photo will only cost you $15, so you can just PM me for my details. Second thing, I was pretty happy I traded James Jordan last week.
Yeah.
I mean, my attitude changed when teams dropped. And look, I was on the potty. I mean, I was on the potty saying, nah, we'll ride Jordan another week.
But you were also on the Patreon saying that Jordan's in, so...
Yeah, Jordan's got to go because Adams is back. Like, we don't be risking that. And I was... Look, and to be fair, that's how I ended up. So, look, long story short, if you got fucking Jordan at the moment, it's your trade one priority this week, I reckon, given he's on the bye.
Great.
And if you're going to find a way to get a couple hundred K, you move him to, or even less than that, you get into Nick Martin if you want.
Yeah.
And kind of just go from there.
And you can always use a little bit of DPP but to get Closey in, moving him down, moving someone else up. It's not a... Clary's on ticks. Hey, guys, do I do the simple fix and fix my defensive bench, trade English in, or get Horn Francis? Or wait a week with defenders, considering it's best 22, two young blokes have only played one game. P.S. Hayden Young can fuck right off. Have a look. Wait, no, Gibkiss got to go. Yeah, that's no ifs, buts, maybes. You can't be holding that. Gibkiss and Reid. You've got Clousy. That's an easy trade. Go the week here.
Gibkiss to Clousy, I reckon.
Yep.
And then you use the rest of the money on...
Grundy to... Oh, he's already got Nick Martin, so he could actually...
No, he's got a couple hundred here, bro. You go get like Zach Merritt.
Yeah, Grundy to Zach Merritt. Grundy to English. Either or. Whatever you want to do there. Can someone go on the forward line? He's got Heaney. Perfect. Waiter, are D Challenger Pickett's suspension because they don't reckon he got enough of a holiday or what?
When I heard that they were challenging, I couldn't work out how or why.
Absolutely outrageous. Made zero sense. Zero.
He's left the ground. He chose to bump, and he hit the guy in the head. and he only got 1 week. I mean, in what world do they think he's getting zero?
If he rubbed him out, if he rubbed him out, he would have got four. Like, bizarre. That's it for that segment.
No, thanks for your segment, mate.
No problem. Vice captain and captain.
Off the rails is cancelled this week. Trains are not running.
Yeah.
I haven't
same as who
haven't
am
prepared
I.
Anything.
Who am I? Is just still sitting and gathering around. Vice captain and captain.
Yeah, Corey boy. You ready for this one?
I'm ready, Poncy boy.
VC. Lock. Max Gorn.
Yeah. 200. Yeah, he's put on these idiots last time.
He's going to feast on these cunts like you wouldn't believe, I reckon. And you know why you're VCing Max Gorn? Because there's no way you're not just going to strike Captain Bont against Essendon.
Yep.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you don't VC Gorn, you have to VC Bont this week.
Yeah, and this will be the first time that I'll take Bont over English as well.
Yeah, he'll fucking do things to Essendon that Essendon will sit there and just be like, why's my bum a bit sore? Like, no one knew and only slipped in, but it just would be fucking absolutely hurting.
Yeah. Mm. And I strongly agree. I will be nowhere else but there. No, he.
Those two's a lock.
Yeah. What if someone didn't have Gorn?
Well, then your VC Bond, and then who's your next best option after that? Fuck, it's hard.
Fuck, it is actually tough.
I'm not liking.
Dude,
I mean,
Green.
It would have to be, but I'm not filled with a lot of confidence here.
And the Port Boys against Freo.
Freo plays such a boring style of footy, but man. My Butters and Rosie aren't running around the ground getting enough fucking 5, 6, 7 marks out in the flanks and stuff to...
Look, let's face it, I think the Melbourne or the Bont one will just be taken anyway. So, your trades?
If you don't have Gorn, I mean, you got Trucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, if you don't want to use Bont and you got Merritt, you can use Merritt. Big fan of Merritt, man.
He's been very, very good.
Tom Stewart's never a straight C option, and I don't think Sheasel's there at the moment. You got no Dacos playing for you. You got no Heaney. No, I don't know.
It's a big carnage.
It's getting a bit thin.
Yeah, well, luckily we got the big 2A. What trade you making?
So I'll fix up one of these backline cunts. So it's probably someone like, I don't know, Zach Reed to close, even though Zach Reed might only be 2 weeks away from playing, which seems a bit dumb, but... Someone will go to Closey, and then Grundy will either go to Merritt or Martin. And I can do that Grundy trade, I think, potentially in one, but I just want to sort out some backline stuff this week. That way I don't have to use a boost. That way I can still go one down, one up next week.
Yeah.
And so that's the theory behind going early is preserving. I've only got 2 boosts left. I've used nine trades before this week already.
Yeah.
But I feel like my team's actually in a really good spot.
I done the trade last week. I've done a boost as well, sorry. And I've already traded Grundy and James Jordan, so I don't have to do any of that. At this stage, just house to Clousy. And I'll probably just wait for Zach Reed to come back. What are we, 2 weeks away?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a chance to do that. Yeah, and that's probably all I'm going to do this week. Look good?
That sounds good.
All right, Bumps, anything else there?
No, mate, thanks. It was a good weekend away. I had a ball, mate. I hope you did too. And hopefully we can get on the mend and bring a bit more energy next week. And it's good to be home and nice to meet some of the fellas down that way.
That's it. I couldn't have said a bit of myself. On behalf of Bombs, myself, and the patrons at patreon.com/SC Elites, peace out and thank you for listening.